8:13, Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. And, of course, we've just concluded the Republican National Convention. And with us this morning, tell us a little bit more about what's been going on with that, Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, my friends. So 5 days after surviving an assassination attempt, former President Donald Trump pleaded for national unity here in Milwaukee last night as he was he formally accepted the GOP presidential nomination. It definitely was a softer tone. The speech was supposed to take about an hour ten. It went to about 92 minutes. When we saw President Trump go from kind of a softer tone to kind of usual Trump speech type, I don't know how to describe it, but he was going off script.
Okay.
They didn't plan to mention Joe Biden's name once during the entire speech, but he ended up doing it because he went off script. but it was a softer tone. The president saying that I'm running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there's no victory in winning for half of the country, saying that the discord and division in our society must be healed. He began by expressing gratitude to the American people, and he walked us through his experience Saturday and said that he shouldn't be here. The crowd chanting, you know, yes, you should. He went on to say, by the grace of God, it was, that he's alive. So, and of course, the late former Pennsylvania firefighter who was killed last Saturday, his jacket and helmet stood on stage with the president as he gave his speech.
Jeff, as you covered this, who else had an outstanding speech? Anybody that you thought was really, really outstanding? I mean, they're all good, I'm sure, but is there one or two who impressed you a lot?
You know, we saw some powerful moments last night. Well, first of all, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say this, but Tucker crushed it last night. Eric Trump delivering a litany of apologies to the American people, vowing that his father will affect change. He went on to say that, you know, to the homeless vets living under bridges while illegal immigrants live in the most expensive hotels in the country, I'm sorry, we're going to fix it. Tucker Carlson saying God is among us. That's one of the reasons why Trump is still alive today. Dana White, Franklin Graham, I mean, it was a star-studded event. A performance from Kid Rock, Lee Greenwood. And, of course, what you going to do, brother, when the Hulkamania runs wild over the RNC? As a kid of the 80s, I enjoyed that. I mean, it's getting some mixed reviews. I'm seeing people online saying, who is that? That's the Hulkster.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay, so overall, I don't know how many conventions you've covered, Jeff, but how would you rate this one? You give it an A, a B, a C, or A+, what?
You know, I'm not giving you my opinion on politics.
Okay.
I'm giving you my opinion on the five conventions for both parties that I've covered.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And this really was one of the best ones I've seen.
And not just
for the presentation, but you know, the way that the city of Milwaukee handled it. I mean, it went off without a hitch. It was one of the smoothest conventions I've ever seen, and so I think the city of Milwaukee should be really proud of itself.
Very good, Jeff. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. I know you're tired. And you want to spend a whole weekend taking a nap. So,
yes, sir.
Thanks, Jeff. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso talking about that convention that is wrapped up in Milwaukee, and now it's going to be the Democrats' turn to put on their show here in a little bit. So we'll keep you posted on that. By the way, we had full coverage on that last night.